And then where were they 40 days later? Mount Sinai. And Moses went up to God, yes? And then 10 days later, Pentecost, and they believed that it was on Pentecost that the law, the Ten Commandments, the Torah, came down in the hands of Moses. Now, the Bible doesn't say it was the 50th day, but it must have been during that season because 40 days from Passover, they got to Mount Sinai, and shortly thereafter, the Ten Commandments came down. Now, why would God give the Ten Commandments on the Feast of the Wheat Harvest? Because people shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. So let me do it one more time. Passover, they left Egypt. That's the night. Unleavened bread, they moved to the Red Sea. First fruits, the next one, we don't know anything particular that day. 40 days later, they get to Mount Sinai. Moses goes up to God. The 50th day was the Jewish day to remember that the law came down because God wanted them to learn you don't only live by bread. Now come with me to Jesus. What happened to Jesus on Passover? Died as Lamb of God. First fruits, unleavened bread, planted. Thank you. First fruits, the 40th day, ascended to God. On the same day Moses went up to God. Now think about that for a minute. Tell me that God isn't doing something really cool here. And then 10 days later, what comes down? Holy Spirit comes down. Now, when Moses came down from the Ten Commandments, what did he find? Golden calf. So what did he do? Broke it up. He's the only guy in the world who ever broke all Ten Commandments at once. I know about that. My students remind me of that. My mother said I was in the running for a time. But seriously, he broke the Ten Commandments, ground up the calf. Then what did he do? Made him drink it, and then he got the Levites, and he said, you go out and find anyone that started this, and I want them to be put to death. Anybody that does this to the people of God and is a leader in this, I want them put to death. How many people were put to death? 3,000. 2,000 years, 1,200 years later, when the Holy Spirit came down on the same day, in their mind, how many people believed? Understand again, I'm giving you just a glimpse of what's there. There's 100 times, I'm sure, what I've given you. Understand that God is planning carefully that Jesus' great events, the great salvation events, fit perfectly. I think it's wonderful you're going to do this Old Testament challenge, because I think the more you know about the Old Testament, the more profound it becomes what God does in Jesus. Okay, but I'm not finished yet. Now, after Shavuot, I forgot to put it up there. Then we go to the two summer holidays, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. I don't have time to talk about those. And then we come to the fall harvest day. It's called Sukkot, the Feast of Tents or Booths. I believe that maybe Jesus was born around that time of the year, but that's neither here nor there. But let me show you something about Sukkot. God said in the Old Testament, on Sukkot, I want you to show up where my name is, which was the tabernacle first, and later was the temple. I want you to show up, and I want you to wave a palm branch at me. Now, I love that. It's so Jewish and so God, because he doesn't tell them why. What would happen if your worship committee, when you came in next Sunday, next Sunday would probably work, but let's say... Let's say next fall, on the second Sunday in September, handed everybody a palm branch and said, okay, we want you all stand and wave them at God for an hour. Would you? Without any singing, praying, nothing. He just says, wave a palm branch at me for an hour, and he doesn't tell them why. Well, he didn't say an hour either. That was their decision. But he doesn't say why. He said, do it. So you're Jewish, you do it. It's what God wants. So they waved a palm branch at God on Sukkot. Now, as time went on, they began to put more content because they were asking why. Why are we waving this palm branch? Sukkot comes in September or October, right before the rainy season begins. It hasn't rained now for 5-6 months at least, maybe more. So part of Sukkot